Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, join Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joe, Friday, October 3rd. That's this Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Thirsty Buffalo on Elmwood. Scan the QR code on site for a chance to win two tickets to the Bills-Dolphins game in Miami. That's right, in Miami. Plus two $1,000 Visa gift cards. It's all courtesy of Heineken. Must be 21 and older to enter. No purchase necessary. Sounds like a great time. Maybe you were inside the stadium yesterday for a great time. The Bills beat the New Orleans Saints 31-19. Let's get to our extra point from the sidelines that is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. And it really was a beautiful day. I just want to talk about the environment yesterday at a 1 o'clock game inside that stadium. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Beautiful. What's the game time temp? Do you want to guess, Joe Callie? Do you want to guess what the game time kickoff temperature was? Do you know?
I want to say 75.
Ooh, close. 73.
It was a beautiful day.
73 kickoff temperature on the official game book in Orchard Park. 73, 56% humidity, which is nothing. 7 mile per hour winds. Beautiful.
Yeah, football weather.
High temp 76 during the game, I guess it got to. There you go. High temp 76. You could put everything. They put everything on the game book. High temp 76. Mix of sun and clouds. It's on the game book.
That's crazy.
I know, right? Anyway, I just pulled that up and looked at it. It was a great day yesterday. It was great to be out at the stadium. And really, it kind of dovetails into what the rest of this schedule looks like, because we all know, like, the Bills just don't have many 1 p.m. home games, or even really 1 p.m. games, a lot of them overall. They do have one at Miami. They have another one against the Bucs, one at Carolina. But, okay, I guess you got at New England, at Cleveland. So they do have some more on the road. But at home, you have one more really scheduled, and that is against Tampa on November 16th. But then I'm guessing the one against the Jets at the end will be at 1 o'clock, but it could be at 4:25. We'll see. But that was a beautiful day yesterday. Great to see so many people out there. A lot of kids at the game yesterday. Like, more kids, I guess, younger people than I'm used to seeing. And I think it's because of that, because it's not a night game. Right? Like, if you're going to take a kid to a game, you're like, what game are we going to go to? Well, that's a Sunday night. That's a Monday night. That's a Thursday night. Let's go to the afternoon game. And that was cool to see. So that was a good, energetic crowd yesterday. And people were kind of nervous for a while, but wound up going the Bills' favor, obviously. And that was great to see the Bills go to 4-0. And that is our extra point from the sidelines, brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. Let's take a look around the league yesterday. Tell you what happened in the NFL. We started Thursday night. We talked about that on Friday. Seahawks beat the Cardinals 23-20. But then yesterday in the morning, Steelers. What did Chris Brown say? This is such a Steelers win. It was, right? 24-21 over the Minnesota Vikings. The Steelers were up in this game 24-6 in the fourth quarter. And then the Vikings not only score a couple times, they get the ball back and they have a chance. But near at the end of the game, they can't convert. And the Steelers move to 3-1. The Vikings fall to 0-2. After a game in Dublin. Did you know, Joe Callie? This is the back-to-back weeks for the Vikings in international play. They play also next week in London.
Really?
Yeah, so they were in Dublin, and now they go to London. I haven't read the story, but someone wrote a story about how they actually requested the league to do that for some reason. I'm going to go back and read it, but the league has always wanted to kind of, they've done this with Jacksonville being over there for 2 weeks in a row. These are two road games considered for the Vikings, both one in Dublin, and then the back-to-back, they're going to London against the Browns next Sunday morning.
Yeah, crazy, that's insane. Would that be a little bit of an advantage for them in the second road
game?
Yeah,
I think people would consider that, right? And then they'll have their bye week coming back, so really interesting that's happening. But that'll be another couple international games next week, by the way. That's not the only one. Actually, is it? Yeah, it's the only one. I'm sorry. It's the only international game next week. Okay, so Commanders, without Jaden Daniels again, go to Atlanta, and Marcus Mariota throws for 156 and two touchdowns, but not enough because Michael Penix and the Falcons' offense looked really good yesterday. They roll up 435 yards of offense, Bijan Robinson 75 yards on the ground, and 106 through the air. That's a guy. He's a beast when it comes to an all-purpose monster. Commanders fall to 2-2. Falcons, they improved to 2-2. That's really interesting for them after they were shut out by the Panthers last week. Speaking of the Panthers, they go to New England and get destroyed 42-13. But I looked at this box score. The Panthers had more first downs. They had more third down conversions. They outgained New England in this game, 326-307.
That's insane. And then you get destroyed. Yeah.
And no turnovers. But the New England had a punt return for a touchdown, which got him rolling. And I don't know, it's just kind of weird to me. Like, I haven't watched this game, but 42-13, yet they had more first downs. They outgained them. They had 5 yards of play. Now, New England had 6.4 yards of play. Looks like New England kind of won with a big play, actually, is what they did. So, Panthers fall to 1-3. New England, the Patriots come to Buffalo next week. They're 2-2. And they're looking to get 3-2 and get a win on the Bills in head-to-head, obviously. Browns are at the Lions. Browns were the team I chose in the loser pool for Paul, so I'm still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to all of you who chose the Chargers because you are out and I am not anymore. So that's good. I didn't think that the Browns could hold with the Lions, especially after that big win last week. You kind of come down from that. You go and play a Lions. Now, Lions had a big win last week, too. But Lions are better than I thought they would be, losing both coordinators. And here they go again, scoring a boatload of points. The last 3 weeks for the Lions, 52, 38, and 34. It's insane, right? Mm-hmm. What they're doing right there. In this game, Jahmyr Gibbs runs for 91. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 7 targets, 7 catches, 70 yards. How about that? 7-7-7. Play your lottery tonight, pal. And Joe Flacco threw 2 picks for the Browns.
Yeah, he's not playing the same way he did those couple years ago when he was in for them.
No, and the Browns defense is really good, but that was not a good day for them.
No,
that was not a good day. They go to Cleveland and they go to Detroit, and they go to 1-3. Detroit goes to 3-1. How about the Texans with a shutout over the Tennessee Titans? I kind of don't like Brian Callahan very much. He's kind of a jerk to people sometimes.
A little bit.
Like
yeah.
In press conferences.
Oh yeah.
Did you see him yesterday? And this week? He's like, you know, reporters are asking like some valid questions, like, well, I don't know. He's so condescending to them.
I've seen the clips on Twitter.
Yeah, and I'm like, somebody wrote like he looks like he wants to go fight like the reporters outside. Like they're not being combative with him.
No, they're just asking questions. They're doing their job. Yeah.
It's kind of weird, right? And So anyway, yesterday, Cam Ward, 10 of 26, 108 in an interception, not going well for the young quarterback. C.J. Stroud, very efficient yesterday, 22 of 28, 233 and 2 touchdowns for the Houston Texans. They get their first win of the year, 1-3. Titans still looking for their first win. They're 0-4. Bills, of course, play the Texans on a Thursday night in November in Houston.
Yeah, the Texans needed that win.
No doubt. And, you know, now, and honestly, can't you see? Is there a world where you could see maybe the Texans competing still in the South? I could. Indy and Jacksonville.
If they win their division, yeah. Indianapolis, if they hit a stall at any point in the season, yeah.
Texans could be there at the end.
Yeah.
All right, Giants beat the Chargers 21-18. I'm going to give you a stat in this game. I found this today because I'm looking at the box score going, wait a minute, what's going on here? Similarly to what I told you about New England and Carolina, check this out.
Okay,
Chargers had 6 yards of play. The Giants had 3.6, which is incredibly low. Okay? And I'm like, how do you lose a game when you out yard per play a team 6.0 to 3.6? So I went to StatHead, that's Pro Football Reference, and I put in the query. My team has 3.6 or less. Their team has 6.0 or more, but I still won. It's the first time it's happened in the NFL since 2018.
Wow.
And the last time it happened was the Bills game against the Dolphins where Charles Clay in the end zone, Josh's rookie year.
Oh, my gosh.
In that game,
that's
the Bills The Bills gained 6.29 yards a play. The Dolphins 3.5. And the Bills lost.
I remember that game.
Yes.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's the last time it happened. I mean, what are we talking here? 7 years. It's been 7 years since a team lost a game with 6 yards a play or more, giving up 3.9 yards a play or more.
And Brian Daboll's now been on both sides of it.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
That's even crazier. That. It's the same person, kind of. Yeah.
3.6 yards a play or less, I should say. So crazy. Anyway, Giants, I'm burying the lead. Malik Nabers out for the year, torn ACL. Terrible.
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 It Jackson. Looked like he went to jump and just tweaked his knee. And
terrible.
Yeah, non-contact.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson Dart scores a touchdown, gets a win. Good for him. Table and Jackson Dart after the game to see their interaction going crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And now Joe Alt's hurt for the Chargers for a while. They're already without Rashawn Slater. They moved Alt over to his side. And Herbert was not good yesterday. Two interceptions, 23 of 41, 203. Protection's an issue there. Okay. Got to fly through a couple of these here. The Buccaneers, the Eagles, there's another one for you, Joe. Did you know the Eagles did not complete a pass in the entire second half of the game yesterday?
I found that out this morning.
Did not complete a pass in the entire second half.
Insane. I think 0 for 8.
0 for 8, yet they won 31-25 over the Buccaneers.
Yeah,
31-25. Eagles with the Bills, only 4-0 teams in the NFL. Bucs fall to 3-1. They were undefeated. Bucs come to Buffalo in mid-November. Colts, they lose to the Rams 27-20. Adonai Mitchell, is how I say his name right?
Adonai.
Yeah, so, right, okay.
I'm not 100% positive.
AD Mitchell drops the ball on his way into the end zone before he gets there. Just a tough play for them. He has a holding call and another touchdown is called back. The Rams go deep and they have a 2-2 Atwell touchdown late in the game to win 27-20. They're both 3-1 now, Colts and Rams. Jags knock the 49ers off from the unbeatens. The Jags are now 3-1. The Niners are 3-1 in this game. Trevor Lawrence, 21-31, only 174 and touchdown. Good, efficient day for him. Brock Purdy did throw for 309, but he also had two interceptions to go along with his two touchdown passes. And, of course, Baltimore and Kansas City. Boy, Kansas City just jumped out and just took it to Baltimore after that. After the first series for Baltimore where they score, it's all Kansas City after that. After an opening touchdown by the Ravens, Kansas City outscores them the rest of the way, 37-13. They win 37-20. Patrick Mahomes, 270 yards and four touchdown passes. Lamar Jackson leaves the game late. What they said was a hamstring injury, but the game was kind of out of hand. So we'll see where that goes with the Ravens, who fall to 1-3, and the Chiefs at 2-2. Back and forth, great game between the Raiders and Bears last night, yesterday afternoon. Bears win 25-24. The Raiders go for a walk-off field goal. It's blocked. Another blocked field goal in this league, which is great. I love seeing it. Make special teams matter again. They certainly are this year. Ashton Gentry finally breaking out. 138 yards and a touchdown run for the rookie running back for the Las Vegas Raiders, who get their the Raiders did lose the game. I'm making it sound like they won. 1-3 on the season. Bears do win the game. They're 2-2. They've now won back-to-back weeks after starting 0-2. Caleb Williams, 212, a touchdown and an interception. I'll get to the game last night in a minute. It's part of my sit-up, stand-down, and hey, buddy, which all comes your way after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.